Good morning, everyone. Oh, what did I do to my hair? Looking a little crazy this morning. I just got out of the shower. So I went and did my arm workout and I got all my self-coaching done for the day, all my 24-hour planning, all my business planning. And I went for an hour walk so I could listen to some self-development and do all the things. So it has been, oh my God, what time is it? It's the last 4 hours, I have just been going, going, going. And I've listened to two podcasts too. So there you go. You too can get a lot of shit done in 4 hours. Today is going to be the Tribe News Show. It is also Q&A day. So what we're going to do, so for those of you who don't know what the Tribe News Show is, on the 25th of every month, I come live and I preview all the new and exciting things for the next month. And it so happens that this month's Q&A and a Tribe News Show fall at the same time. So instead of having two different calls that you have to listen to in your private member podcast, we're going to make them one. And then that way I can get to creating some more content for you guys that I am kicking around that I'm not even ready to share yet, because I already have stuff to share today. We don't need new things to share. I think everything is in my card. All right. So if you have a question, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you ask. I really should have done a better job with my hair. I like, look at this. Like, that's called speed work right there. I did all of this in 14 minutes, just so you know. If you have a question, hashtag ask, and Mary Jo is going to put it inside of my channel so I can read those. And then I'm going to get over to what we got going on this month. So first up, let's talk about time management. That is our course next month. We're going to be, it's called Mastering Time. It is already in the bonus course section. So if you go over to pnptribe.com, click on bonus courses, all bonus courses are there, including the new Mastering Time class. So this is brand new. I really have for a long time wanted to come up with a class that taught you guys about the concept of time, because most of us, the reason why we never get authority over our time is because we think time controls us and there's not enough of it and all these other bullshit things. So until you rewrap your brain around all of your current belief systems around time, it's very hard to follow a plan. It's very hard to think planning's going to work. You may start planning and then you'll abandon it the first day that something comes up. It is, and I will tell you, doing the work on time will help you with weight loss. It's going to help you in several ways. The first way is, so many of you eat because you have such poor mind management around your day and your time. So at the end of the day, what happens is you have spent all day long in busy, frantic space. You get to the end of the day and your brain is finally free to think whatever it's going to automatically think. And what it does is it goes through and it's going to be thinking the mismanaged thoughts. So it's going to throw up its normal stuff. But most of you are so tired at the end of the day from beating yourselves up and rushing around and worrying and thinking you don't have enough time, that when your brain throws up its normal bullshit, you have nothing left in the tank to start managing your mind. So for all of you who overeat at night, this could be a really good thing for you if you think that stress and busy and overwhelm are triggers for you. The other way that I think that this helps with weight loss is one, or another way is that you guys have kind of need to see how to structure your day so that you can see you have plenty of time for your weight loss. Most of us have a belief and a thought that does not serve us and is not true. I don't have time to lose weight. Right now, I just need to feel my feelings and, you know, I'm going to work on the weight loss later. And the weight loss portion does not take much time at all. In fact, if you're not overeating and you stop emotionally eating, you have more time available to you. It takes more time to go through drive-thrus, to sit around and stew about your weight, to sit around and feel frustrated. I want you to think about all the things that you think about food and stuff. If you're not active, like if you're just like, I just don't have time for this weight loss stuff. I don't have time to play. I don't have time to do all this. I want you to think about the thoughts that that creates for you all day long. You sit around frustrated, wondering what you're going to eat, going with the flow, doing all these other things. And those feelings that all that generates is very energy depleting. It makes you feel like you have less time. So I just think this month is really good. Sorry, my face is like itching on this whole side. I've got little hairs, all kinds of shit going on. The last part of the time management course, so we're going to like really orient our thinking around our time. We're going to really clean up our current belief systems. We're going to identify how we want to think about time and stuff. Then you're going to move into goal setting, and you're going to learn how to do my process for a 30-day goal setting. It is what I do to make sure that I can get all the work done in a month and how I calendar it and all those things. There are two lessons already recorded for you. They are already in the time management course, the Mastering Time course. And then we're going to have an extra class that's live where I am going to teach you my calendaring system. So I'm going to show you, like when, mine's still downstairs. I'm going to show you how I time block and how specific I get and how I use that in my life, so that it's all about how you think about your time and the expectations you're willing to put on your time and that kind of stuff. So that is the time course. Now, the way it's going to roll is you've got the course in PMP Tribe. You can do it as a self-study. If you want to work on something else this month and you don't want to work on time, we will be recording everything. We will be putting it all in the bonus course, so you can come back at any time and work on it. I know a lot of you right now are real down with working on the like the self-love course. If you'd rather do that on your own, that's perfectly fine. One of the nice things about the bonus courses is they are there for you, and it's a library. So what I like to do is each month, we always are going to do something more in live time, where we're just going to focus the calls and stuff to make it easier for everyone. But what I want to do is I want to make sure that, like, if you want to do something else, feel free to do it. It's not going to slow you down. It's not going to affect your weight loss. Every bonus course is good. And whichever one you pick is probably the one you need at the moment. If something else seems more interesting or more vital to your journey right now, that's the one you choose. All right. Then the next thing we have is, I don't know what this means. Kathy, I don't know if this is your notes or my notes. I'm not really sure. I don't know if you're on here. Well, let's move on to the next thing. So we decided to combine Ask Coaches and Ask Corinne. We've been getting a lot of feedback from everyone that, like, I forget where I post my question. I'm not sure who to ask, all these other things. And so in order to make things a little bit more clear for everyone, we just put all three of us in one big group. So if you go to the website, it's so much simpler now. You click on Get Coached. You go to Ask Coaches, you post your question. It is all anonymous now. So no one, even if you're like, no matter what, you don't have, it's all anonymous. We will not know who's asking the question unless you sign it. If you type in your question and you type, you know, love Anne PNP, then I know it's going to be Anne of PNP. So if you don't want to be known and you want it to be total anonymity, it's all there for you. So it's just all in one spot. We go in there. We are getting it all down. And then you'll still go to recent answers. So the process will be the same. You'll go to Ask Coaches. You'll post your question. And then we will reply to your question. And all you have to do is check back in a day or two. Go to the recent answers. And that's going to list all recent answers. And you just find your question. We do it in order of who comes in. So if you know, if you check a week later, your question may be far down, depending on how many questions we're getting asked, right? So that's how you go and you find your answer. We also are, I don't know what this means. What does no member makeover and open coaching mean? Oh, okay. So now how we've been doing the courses is where we do like a member makeover. We send it out to everyone and we say, who wants to get coached? What's going to happen now, like in time management for next month, if you just come to the call, the only thing that we're going to do on the second Monday of every month is coach on whatever the topic is of that month. So if you come to the second, the August, I don't know what the date is. I don't have a calendar up in front of me. Any other time I would. Hang on, I'll tell you. It's not that one. The August, the 12th call. No, that's not it either. It is the August 19th call, rather than having like y'all submit and we pick three people and all this other stuff, we're just going to make that the Mastering Time coaching call with me. So everybody will come, and whoever wants to get coached on time or goal setting, if it has to do with that course, you raise your hand and I'm going to go through as many people as I can. So we switched that out. And then let me get all the way back to my other stuff. We also just released one-on-one coaching. So the urban legend is true. We have had one-on-one coaching now for a few months. I know we just never announced it. What we did was, if people asked and they wanted to hire one of the coaches, we've had a package that we've had available for a while now, but we really wanted to make sure that we knew that we could give great service, and that we also wanted to make sure that we had like everything set if we were going to, you know, like make it public to the tribe. So what we've been doing is, as people reached out and wanted to have a one-on-one coach, we've just put them in the list or put them on the wait list and stuff. We are officially set to be able to do it. So if you go to pnptribe.com, you go to Get Coached, there is a whole information page that describes the entire program there for you. The way that I have it structured, we played around with different ways. And one of the things that I know is that you're ready for one-on-one coaching when you're ready to do it for 3 months. This is not a, I'm just going to try it out, kick the tires with a coach for a month kind of thing. It's like, if you just need some, like if all you need is like, I just need some tune-up stuff, you need to get on the coaching calls. You need to get on office hours. You need to use Ask Coaches. You need to post in the tribe. You have plenty of resources for that stuff. Like more than enough resources, guys. One-on-one coaching is more for the people who are like, I need some privacy. I have something that I'm really like, I keep trying to do my work on it and I kind of feel stuck and I'm ready to take it to the next level. You have something from your past you want to deal with. You're not, you know, you're not comfortable talking about it in the tribe, or you know that like it's going to take me X amount of weeks. Like this is not a, I'm just going to post and ask coaches, show up on a coaching call and boom, I'm fixed. Like it's for people who really want to take their work a little bit deeper. So if you go over to pnptribe.com, click on Get Coached, and look, you'll see the tab for one-on-one coaching. You can read all about it there, guys. I'm not going to talk too much about it in here, but it's a great program. You'll be working with Kathy or Betsy. They are our coaches, and they have spots right now. I will say this. They're over half full already with just the people who have reached out personally to ask if they could be one-on-one coached. So once they fill, we will take it down, and then we will let you guys know when they have spots available again. So that's kind of how we've decided that we would do it for now. Let's see, anything else? So time management. Mary Jo, am I missing something? I feel like something else is happening and I don't know. I will say this is not coming out in August in terms of being able to order it. It's going to be closer to the end of August, right at the beginning of September. The new planner is finalized. The planner people have the planner now, and it will now be spiral bound. I put this in a post the other day, inside of a post, so just so everybody can get excited. I have worked really hard on this planner, guys, like really hard. Now I have a hair on my lip. The planner that everybody knows right now, I designed it a year ago, and it was the first version of everything I thought that we would need in the tribe. And so I spent the last year watching feedback, watching how you guys use it, using it on my own, and thinking about, okay, so the next version, what do we need most? So some of the upgrades that are coming in the planner, and I will tell you, there will be a full PDF version available for everyone to print on their own if they do not want to have our version sent to you. It will be available a little bit sooner, probably a week or two before orders are taken. So we still will have that available for everyone. And it is now spiraled. So when you order one, you will get a spiral. We're moving the binder. If you bought a binder, we will not have refills for it. But what I would suggest you do with the binder is, as I release bonus content, use that for your, because I had always planned that you'd have your planner, and then you would have the tabs, and you would put your bonus content in there, and you would have this, you know, big workbook for PNP. Well, now what I suggest you do is you just take your bonus content and you print it and you put it in your PNP binder. So if you have your binder, you'll still be able to use it in that way. But some of the neat things that are in there is we've now included the habit tracker inside the planner, the 30-day habit tracker. The Hello Scale is in there. There is a brand new 24-hour planning page that also has like all the questions on it. So it's got like the 24-hour plan and then immediately what I ate all together. The four circles are still there. The four basics has a checkbox. Did I do it or not? And where did I get with those? There is also some journal questions about your day for your food to ask you the right questions. And then every single day, right at the very top, you are going to write your compelling reason. Thank you very much. And then you are also going to have a monthly plan. So we're going to have a monthly calendar. Then you're going to have like, here's my plan for the month. Like we're going to work through like, here's my goals and stuff. And then there's a true monthly assessment now. So you'll have like a really more detailed assessment of your month. Hello Scale stays. And there is a weekly plan, just like we've always done, and a complete weekly assessment. So we've always used Hello Scale in the past for our weekly assessment. You will still do that to get your mind right around your weekly plan, but we will now have a total weekly assessment. Everything has all the questions. You know how you guys are like, I don't really know how to like find the answers, and I don't really know how to journal, and I don't really know how to ask myself the right stuff. It's all in there. If you never do a thought download or model, it will not matter because it's all included now. And there you'll have the 24-hour planning excavation. You will also have a daily journal page. This is what I call the dummy's way. This is how Corinne likes to do it. It just asks me the questions and it has a model that says, pick one sentence that's a circumstance. It tells you exactly what to pick. It's like, and when you see that, what is one sentence, your thought that describes it? What is a one word emotion or feeling that that thought is creating in your body? It walks you through the model so that, oh my God, you guys don't have to worry about like, I can't remember what CTFAR stands for and stuff like that. And for those of you who love, like, I just want a free write, Corinne, to do me a model. We have included a few pages in the back that are just the traditional TDL model pages. There's not one for every day because I want everyone journaling with my guided prompts because this is a weight loss binder. This is what, or a spiral. Like, this is what I would think. Like, if you just do all of this, like, don't deviate. Don't shit on it. Just do the pages. Get over your drama about it and do it. You will find out all you need to know and lose weight. Like, I like threw the kitchen sink at it. So I'm very proud of it if you can't not tell. Also, one last thing, and then we're going to get to the questions. Next week, everyone collectively pray or speak to the universe, whatever method of juju you believe in. I will be taking the team to Vegas. Chris and I are going to be responsible for them. Some of them have never been. It's always the ones that have never been are the biggest trouble. I'm going to tell you right now, of all the years that I've been taking people to Vegas, it's the first timers. They go down in flames sometimes. So we are leaving. Chris Crabtree and I are leaving on Wednesday. We will be working. Chris Crabtree and I will be working throughout this trip, so do not worry. But on Thursday, he and I are doing a photo shoot together. This will be the grand introduction to the world of Chris Crabtree actually being a part of our team. So we are getting new photos made so that I can start sharing him in the Instagram and the Facebook with you guys and stuff. So I'm super excited about that. Thursday night, the coaches and the team start arriving. We are going to be doing some yearly planning. We are going to, so the big objectives, Chris and I actually laid some of this stuff out yesterday by the pool, was we want to make sure that we know the major things we want to teach next year. We want to understand where we're all headed. I want to talk to them about their own personal goals and stuff. I think one of the reasons why our team is so strong and why you guys always feel so connected to us is because we do the same work you guys do. So I always like to take a little time to make sure I understand what they personally want out of being here, because if they're tied to my purpose and they're tied to you guys emotionally, we all just show up better. So we're going to be doing goal setting. We're going to be figuring out how we're going to finish out this last 3 months, 3-4 months in tribe, like crazy people, just making sure that you guys have everything you need. We're laying out all the content for the end of the year. We're doing exciting things. And then in the afternoons, I am letting them relax, and we are treating them because they work so hard. So here's how it impacts you. We will be on limited hours while we're there. So Chris and I will be we will be handling Help Scout. So if you guys have a question or a customer service thing, it will get answered. We will probably only be on for an hour or two in the morning. So if for some reason you can't log in or something like that, you email customer support, we will be checking first thing in the morning. As coaches, we are going to not answer questions while we're there. So if you have a coaching need, here's how you can, here's what to do. Come to the Facebook group and post in there. We have real exciting news. For the next 3 months, Heidi and Missy are going to be official tribe mentors that are they're going to actually be contracted and working for PNP Tribe for 3 months. We have just between going to Vegas, the 3-day transformation weekend, October camp, our next opening, those kinds of things. I just wanted to make sure that we had enough people to answer any question and more. So they will be here, and they will be in the Facebook group and going through it and helping you guys and doing what Mary Jo does best. And anything that comes up, anything at all, they will let me know so that while I'm on vacation, I can like make sure it gets handled and taken care of. So we won't be leaving you guys. We're just not going to be like sitting around like this all times on the social media watching you. Oh, and for all of you that I have cameras in your house and have it bugged, I am going to turn all of that off just for the weekend. I'll turn that back on when I get back. All right. So we're going to Vegas, and we will all be back to work on Monday. So we're not going to be gone long, but we'll take plenty of pictures. We'll share what's going on. We won't leave you guys out in the cold wondering, what are they doing? I am sure that when I get them a little saucy, I will do a Facebook Live. And it will be amazing. All right. I think that's everything for Tribe News Show. Let's get to some questions. I mean, where did Slack go? I got to find my... I got way too many things up on the... computer. I gotta put my glasses back on. Julie, I'm an April baby and have lost 5 pounds. I'm having a difficult time coming up with my own plan to be realistic and still have weight loss. It's time to level up, Julie. Your results are telling you it's just time to level up. You're not having trouble coming up with a plan. You need to take the plan you have and identify one or two things that you can start leveling up. You need to watch yesterday's coaching call. The coaching call that I did yesterday is all about this. My mind is jumbled up figuring out low carb, low sugar. Why? If you're not following a realistic plan yet, why are you trying to make things harder? Like, we need to make sure that the realistic plan is dialed in. What all did you say? I want to incorporate my whole life and also seeing results. Can you suggest any ways for us to create a plan that we realistic that we'll realistically follow and have sex? Yes, I have like 5,000 videos on this. Mary Jo, go to the website and there's a whole course called Realistic Planning where I deep dive into the realistic planning. I take someone through creating a realistic plan. Like, you can't do, like, all of you, repeat after me. If you can't follow a realistic plan, what the fuck makes you think you're going to follow low carb and keto? I'm going to take away more. I'm having a hard time following when I give myself a lot. So since that's not working, if I super restrict, that must be simpler. It makes no sense. You're just desperate for results. If you're desperate for the result, identify what result you really want. Your immediate result is, I've got to be able to do what I say I'm going to do. Or low-carb and keto is not going to work. If you haven't learned how to do that piece first, do not start something else. This is where we're in the area of discomfort. I have to follow what I say I'm going to do. That has to come first. Now, if you are making a super realistic plan, like the girl that I coached yesterday, she's the very last person. Is this call up yet, by the way, coaches? Somebody tell me. Is yesterday's coaching call up yet? Mary Jo, go look. If it's not, then just it will release today. But it's going to be the, what is today's date? It is the call that happened on August 24th or July 24th of 2019. The last, Kathy, why are you even on this? Mary Jo is supposed to be here. Quit answering questions. Go ask coaches. I'm just like, why do I keep saying Kathy's name? So what I want you to do is I want you to make sure you listen to that call. At the end of that call, specifically, I coach someone who's been doing a realistic plan and she's not been losing weight. And we talk about, all right, it's time for the next. I've got something so bad on my glasses. It's time for the next thing in PNP, which is now it's got to be your good, better, best. So it's going to be like, all right, I'm realistically planning. I need to make sure that I am now going to do good, better, best, because this realistic version, although may be delightful in my mouth and may be fun, and like the other girl, she didn't like vegetables and stuff, it doesn't get me weight loss. So now I need to take the next step. What are the things I need to level up? Your problem is let's pretend this is you. It's like, all right, I want to be able to live my life and stuff, but that's obviously not going to work. So now I need to do something ultra restrictive. There's about 1,000 different variations between low carb and keto and where you're at now. You do not have to go all the way over there. What if you just need to change? Just like the girl yesterday, she was putting a quarter cup of sugar-free creamer in her coffee every morning, eating peanut butter and jelly for lunch, and having like spaghetti, burgers, and stuff for dinner. And then she had all these snacks planned for just in case. And I said, well, first of all, are you even eating them? And she's like, no. And I said, all right, take all the snacks out. Let's just get our brain wrapped around the idea first and foremost. Boom, boom, and boom. If we are eating three times a day, we need to see we eat three times a day. So that on some days when we're just stressed, we don't like, well, I got that planned. That will help cut bullshit eating out just in case eating stuff, right? So we get it down to three. And I said, now we need to look at this and what's good, better, best. This is not causing weight loss. This is something that you're planning every day. She's check, already doing all of her plans. Check, she's very realistic. She's drinking her water. She's getting sleep. She's got her four basics nailed. She's gotten really good at it. Now it's time to be like, okay, and that creates this result. So if I want to move over into weight loss, I need to add the next tool in PNP, good, better, best, and leveling up. So when I plan PB&J and fruit, I'm probably going to look at, like, we looked at her day and I said, where are your vegetables? She's like, well, I didn't grow up eating vegetables. I don't know if I like them. It's like, well, weight loss is probably going to require some vegetables. So we need to start looking for ways that we can make some small enhancements. So like she'd been eating a small salad with her dinner. And I said, what if we eat less of the dinner that you're having with your husband and we eat more of the salad? Like if you're having burger night with your husband, your burger gets chopped up on your salad. If you are eating spaghetti with your husband, it's like half pasta, half steamer bag of veggies mixed with your stuff. It's like, that's the way you start leveling up. You start giving yourself small tweaks to what you're doing to get you to the next stage. And then you evaluate that. Guys, everything's a test. You evaluate that. Your weight's either going to start budging or it's not. And you look at the next thing. Okay, maybe I need to leave a few bites. Maybe what I think is my two is not really my two. And you start like, and we cut like her creamer in half. I said, what if you just go to an eighth of a cup for now? And like start learning how to do less of this fake creamer that your body might be treating like a big old sugar bolus every morning. So that is how you do it. That's what you're going to be doing. Okay. Will the time management course discuss procrastination? Yeah. It's one of the, so I have a, in the middle of it, why don't you just go take it, Angela? Don't procrastinate by asking me a question. Why don't you just go listen to the first video? See what it's all about. There you go. Scale question. My scale numbers drop hugely and quickly and then bounce up and level out. Even though I'm doing the same things, I believe the moving average is more important. But is this the pattern normal? Yeah, mine does the same thing. It could be whether you, like some people's body is very sensitive to barometric pressure. I know a lot of you don't know this, but a lot of people's bodies can be very sensitive to how the barometric pressure changes in the seasons. And you can notice when it changes, you could drop more or retain, like you don't really retain more water, but it's just like the pressure. So that could be happening. It could be like when, like I'm on my ovulation cycle right now. So the day before, the day of, and the day after, I'm usually up about 3 pounds. My body just holds all the water during it. Don't ask me why. I'm assuming in order to, I must have like Arnold Schwarzenegger eggs that go through and they need like all the water to push them out because like I always gain. And it's so funny because I don't really track it, but I woke up 2 days ago and I was like, fuck me, man. Like I just felt heavy. Like I just know my body well enough to know when the scale's up and when it's down. Cause I mean, I've been weighing the same now for years and years and years. And I was like, oh, and I got on the scale. Sure enough, I was up 3 pounds. So I went to my app and I was like, yep, chicken egg time. And so here I am. It just always happens. And then the period, like my period, oh my Lord, I can like be up 7 pounds. Like I literally swing heavy. I will swell so much in my lower half that I was talking about last month. I will walk, like I'll go out for my morning walk and I will walk like I'm pregnant. Like you remember like when you're pregnant, how like your center of gravity shifts weird and you kind of like, it's like you lead with your belly. Well, you are leading with your belly, but you know how you like, you like change your gait. I do that on my period. That is how much swelling that it gives me this fake sense of like feeling like I'm pregnant. All right. Do you need a special calendar for time blocking? No. Any calendar you use does not matter. It can be on your computer. It can be in a planner. It can be a bullet journal. It can be like I use the Brendon Burchard planner. It really doesn't matter. You just need a place where you can write down like I'm going to, let's say today I'm going to coach in Facebook. I will be coaching in Facebook between say 4 and 5. And I will go through 10 posts. That's it. Like you don't even have to have like a big old calendar and stuff. You just write your day down and you talk about like during this time, I'll be doing this and here's what I'll accomplish. That's what I'm going to be showing you. This is where most people get hosed when it comes to calendaring is they just have to-do lists. And they didn't even think about like most of the time, like in the mornings when I write down everything I want to get done and then I start taking it to the calendar and plugging it in, I'm like, there isn't enough hours in the day to do all this. And so then I know that I have to schedule it for later in the week. I have to roll it over to another day when I'm going to have that time. That allows me to not feel all crappy all day long. It allows me to know that I have plenty of time. It allows me to know that like I don't have these unrealistic expectations of myself and then every day going to bed feeling not good enough because I didn't do what I said I would do. Like I'm very realistic about my planning and I'm very specific about it. How much will be in one spiral binder and price? I don't know the price. We are, I think it's going to be the same price, honestly. I'll have to ask Kathy. Like, we've got to get all that nailed. But it will be 2 months worth, just like it is now. So you get 60 days worth. So it's basically, I like to put 2 months there. And the reason why I like to do 2 months is we thought about three, but it gets fat because I would rather give you 2 months than to give you less places to journal. I just think we have to be journaling. We have to be doing the thought work. It's like, if all you want is to plan your food and that's all you want to do, go join Weight Watchers. Go do another program. That is not why we're here. That's why none of you are here. Of course, we're going to decide ahead of time and stuff, but we have to know what we're thinking each day. My job is not to teach you just how to lose weight. My job is to teach you how to change your life so that the weight never comes back. And the only reason we're going to, or only way we're going to be able to do that is by asking the right questions and looking at what's going on in our heads and dropping the judgment around it. We're going to work through shit. So I'd rather give you 2 months and have more work of that than to be like, well, here's 3 months worth, but we really couldn't afford to put any of the journal pages in there. Otherwise, you'd have something about this thick, and we don't need like a dictionary version of our planner. But I think it's going to be about the same cost. Can you do a coach's staff profile post for us June babies who don't know their history of PMP and would like to meet them? If you go to the one-on-one coaching page, I believe I put some stuff there. I think we have that somewhere already. Mary Jo, will you, I know we had, put that on the, just put it on the list for us to get up. I know we have it somewhere. And if you just search, I know we have it somewhere. We'll put it somewhere more obvious. Let's put it that way. We can put it in like the frequently asked questions or something, and we'll give a bio. But basically, Kathy and Betsy lost weight with me. Betsy is 50 or 60 pounds. Kathy's 80. They've been with Betsy's been with PNP forever. I think she joined in 2009. And she has had a history of binge eating. She's had, a history of gaining and losing weight over and over again and all the things. Kathy, very similar, just not the binge eating. And then they just came to PNP and ended up losing their weight. And then Betsy went to the life coach school a couple of years ago and got certified. And Kathy just kind of grew up in PNP, and she is going to get high performance coaching certified this November with me through Brendon Burchard. Having trouble getting back to plan after a stressful vacation visiting family. You're not having trouble getting back to plan. Here's what I want you to say. I'm either doing it or I'm not. There's no trouble. Like, you think you're having trouble. You're like, I would just tell myself, I'm either starting it or I'm not. This is not complicated. I'm either getting out a piece of paper or I'm not. That's all that has to happen. I was so solid before I left. Now I'm spiraling. You're not. Here's where you're spiraling. Thinking this is a big problem. Thinking that something is so different now. It's like, here's what you need to do. You need to quit saying that you had a stressful family vacation. You had a family vacation. That part's over. You are back. And the version of you before that is still available. You're just not choosing her. Because you have decided all this stressful family vacation stuff gets, it allows me to play in my diaper now. I'm just going to blame all of that. That stressful family vacation has nothing to do with what you're eating right now. Nothing. The only thing that's going on, Penny, is you're just not deciding to eat what's on your plan. That's it. You have to make that decision. And every time you want to blame something else or say it's too hard to start or whatever, you need to tell yourself that is some bullshit. It is just some bullshit. This is just a decision right now. Now, if you want to do TDLs and models and all that kind of stuff on that family vacation, I'm all in. But don't blame that on your food. They can't do that. That's Penny's fault. But I can tell by the way you asked your question that your brain has decided that that is the cause of this. The only reason why you're not eating on plan right now is because you're not saying, I'm going to eat on plan. I'm going to do my stuff. And it has nothing to do with all this other bullshit. Hell, and here's my thing. If you didn't have a good time on a stressful family vacation, why the hell are you going to allow them to create stress now? Like, you ain't even there, but you're just like, come on in, guys. Like, it was so much fun the first go around visiting you. Now I'm just going to take you in my brain, relocate you to my house, and we're going to do it one more time while I overeat. That's what's happening. And only you get to stop that. Does PNP Tribe have an Instagram? Yeah, it's, this is the easiest way to follow it. If you go to Instagram, you can follow hashtags. Follow the hashtag PNP Tribe, all one word, and you will see all the girls in the tribe who are posting and tagging PNP, and you'll be able to start following them, and you'll have more people. I follow the PNP tribe hashtag. Guys, one of the things I'm trying to do is trying to clean up my account, and I'm trying not to follow people at all and just follow like the things that are going to help me self-develop, give me some good quotes, and then just my tribe hashtags and stuff. So if you see me for some reason unfollow you, please do not take it personally. I am just trying to make sure that my feed gets the PNP tribe feed all the time. But it's a great way to see what everyone's doing. I love it. I feel like I'm good with my 2-2, and that has been the extent of my 24-hour plan. Result, full 4 pounds lost since April. My realistic plan and 2-2 isn't working well. I need you to quit saying it's not working well. You need to say, that's what I've been doing. There's a big difference between it's not working well and this is what I've been doing, and now this is what I'm going to do. Can too little food be a thing, or is that bullshit? Judy, your problem is that, like, I'm good with my 20, it's the extent of my 24-hour plan. You need to put what you're going to eat on that 24-hour plan. My realistic plan in 2-2 isn't working well. Then if you are putting a realistic plan down, I can't really tell by this. It's got like 40 different thoughts in it. What I need you to do is you need to go back and listen to the beginning of this Q&A. If you are making a realistic plan and you are eating 2-2 and you are not losing weight, you're going to need to watch yesterday's coaching call, and you're going to need to listen to the beginning of this Q&A, because now you're going to need to start doing good, better, best. That means that if you're doing that piece, your body is saying, hey, I need you to level your food up a little bit. Like, I need more fruits and vegetables, or I need less processed foods and more real foods. Doesn't mean you have to like flip it all on a dime, guys, but you do have to start someplace. And if there's any overeating going on, do not change anything until you maniacally focus on where you're overeating. For a lot of you, that call yesterday was so good. There was a lady in the middle who had a panic attack, and the tail end of her call and the beginning of that call was all about, no, wait a minute. That was a different call. The one I'm thinking of is the one where, I think it was caller 1 or 2, where she wanted to fit, like, she's basically eating a realistic plan. She's eating pretty healthy and stuff. She's not losing weight the way she wants. It's very much what you guys are talking about. But she was wanting to like change so many things. And whenever we're wanting to change a lot, it's because we're very desperate to get away from whatever we're thinking now. So there was some really good stuff on that. But the main thing that I talked to her about is we're going to focus on one area of all of this. Like, she kept wanting to change all these other things. So it's like, no, until you give up your snack at night, because her snack, although it wasn't super unhealthy, it was just, she wasn't truly hungry. She felt hungry, but when we looked at her day and all that she was eating and stuff, she knew she didn't need it. Her body was just sending up hunger signals, because every night when she would be up past what she needed to probably be asleep by 10. We didn't even go into this, but she probably needs to be asleep by 10, but she stays up to 11. And so her body's like, well, if we're going to like stay up later, then we're going to need a snack. And it just starts sending up hunger stuff. And it's like, you don't need a snack at 10 o'clock at night if you're going to sleep all night long. So we had a really good conversation about all the things. That's a really good call, especially for people who feel like they're doing the right things and they're needing to just make small tweaks and refinements. I think she was called too. Okay, I think that's everything, guys. All right, y'all have a good one. The Weekend Motivator will be out tomorrow. I will record it today. I'm going to sit here and think on what I want to like juice you guys up for the weekend. If anybody has a suggestion, type it in super fast. I'll take it under consideration. And then just make sure that we are just working hard, y'all. I mean, seriously, just, it doesn't have to be miserable. Working hard doesn't have to be misery. When I say work hard, I mean, like, I like to generate the energy behind working hard that feels like I deserve this. Like, that's what I'm talking about. When I say I'm ready to work hard, it's not because it's like, okay, I know it's all going to be miserable and stuff, and this is going to be terrible. It's like, no, like, I'm ready to work hard because I deserve it. Like, I deserve to meet myself at a higher level.
I'm ready to challenge myself. That is what I did so much when I was losing weight. That's what I do now. Oh, gift of fat. Yes. Finish strong. I will talk about that tomorrow. That's what I will talk about. How to finish strong. And let me just tell you, for those of you who started off strong and you kind of quit in the middle and you're like sitting around watching everybody else and blah, 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 there's still days left. We have to quit like acting as if like there's not enough time. 25. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 days. That's like a pound. And you're like, well, that doesn't matter that much. You know what it matters? It will matter next Friday when you get in on the scale. You know what else when it will matter? When, like, let's say you want to get below 200 and you weigh 201, probably going to fucking wish you'd, like, put some time and effort and energy into that 6 days, because then you would already be that much closer to Wonderland. That's when that shit matters. Do not sit there and tell yourself you blew it this month. You didn't do the work. Whatever. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to be like, there's 6 days left. How often am I willing to start back up with only 6 days left and just give it my all for 6 days, no matter what happened the rest of the month? There's a habit we could change. There's a thought pattern that you could change. It's all about changing everything that you believe and do all the time without even thinking about it. All right. I will talk more about gift of fat. That's what we will do for tomorrow. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye.